Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will raise the issue of crimes committed by workers from U.S. military bases in a meeting with President Barack Obama on Wednesday ahead of the Group of Seven or G7 summit. VOA's Steve Herman explains why this latest crime has garnered so much attention.
The U.S. has a very heavy presence on Okinawa. 15 of the 23 U.S. bases in Japan are located on the main island of Okinawa. And this all really harkens back very bitter memories to around 1995 when some Japanese schoolgirls were raped by U.S. military personnel on Okinawa.
A Ukrainian pilot held in Russian custody has been released. Nadia Shevchenko arrived in Kiev on Wednesday after spending nearly 2 years in a Russian prison. The 35-year-old Army helicopter pilot was released as part of an apparent prisoner swap with Moscow, with two alleged Russian soldiers leaving Ukraine earlier in the day. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday said the widows of two Russian journalists killed in eastern Ukraine had asked him to pardon the Ukrainian pilot. Putin said in televised remarks that he hoped her release will help reduce tension in the Ukraine conflict and avoid new loss of life. Eurozone finance ministers say they have reached a major breakthrough in negotiating the latest debt relief deal for Greece after hours of discussion in Brussels on Tuesday. Greece will receive the first part of an $11.4 billion bailout in June, following EU approval of its most recent reform efforts. Greece's current public debt is about 180% of its gross domestic product. This is VOA News.